Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're digging into Robert Bryce's Smaller, Faster, Lighter, Denser, Cheaper. And Sophie, I got a question for you.
Hey there, Sam. Is the question why the world seems to be both running out of stuff and getting more abundant at the same time?
Exactly that. We're told we're doomed, yet we all carry supercomputers in our pockets. How can both be true?
Bryce's title is the answer. Smaller, faster, lighter, denser, and cheaper. That's the engine of progress.
And it's not just a slogan. Think about energy density. 1 kilogram of uranium packs millions of times more energy than 1 kilogram of wood. That's what enabled the Industrial Revolution.
So we could concentrate power and build cities.
And that's what allowed specialization and the growth of civilization.
The environmental movement often romanticizes a past that was actually brutal.
Right? The real problem isn't energy use, it's poverty. People burn dung and wood, and the indoor pollution is terrible.
So Bryce says we need more energy, not less.
Yes, but denser and cleaner. That's why he favors natural gas and nuclear.
Is he anti-renewable?
Skeptical is the word. Wind and solar are diffuse and intermittent. They need massive storage and a huge grid. He calls it the renewable energy delusion.
But the shipping container shows how the 5 imperatives work, right?
Exactly. That simple steel box made shipping smaller, faster, lighter, denser, and cheaper. It created global trade.
And the internal combustion engine improved the same way.
Modern engines are clean and powerful. Even the catalytic converter is a real engineering fix. And he dreams of a hypercar made of carbon fiber.
Then there's decoupling. We produce more while using less energy and materials.
A smartphone replaced a camera, a map, a stereo, a phone, a computer, and a newspaper. That's dematerialization.
He also makes a moral argument about energy access.
2 billion people lack reliable power. We need to build more power plants, not fewer. That's his defense of hydrocarbon man.
And he points to Germany's energy transition as a failure.
They spent billions on renewables and still rely on coal and Russian gas. He also calls out environmentalists who fly private jets to lecture the poor.
But he still accepts climate science.
He does. He just says carbon dioxide isn't a poison. It's the building block of life. The problem is the volume.
So the solution is to innovate faster.
And he's pragmatic about it. Expand natural gas, build advanced nuclear reactors, and improve efficiency.
Some readers find him too harsh on renewables.
I actually struggle with that too. But his point is to remove barriers and let the best technologies win.
That's a positive sum approach.
And he proves it with data. Innovation creates value for everyone.
That's why I find the book so hopeful.
Totally. It's a relief from all the doom.
So, what's the one thing you're taking away?
Density matters. Energy density made civilization possible. And the future depends on making things even denser.
Great takeaway. And if you want to explore more, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The real message is that human progress isn't about sacrifice. It's about making things smaller, faster, lighter, denser, and cheaper. That's the engine we need. We'll see you in the next one.